The Prentice Alsa Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Donut Country and McDonald's Murfreesboro on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSSports.com.
We're back here on the Coach's Show, and it's time to talk some Oakland softball this morning. One of my favorite people in the whole wide world, Charlotte P., joins us as we get to talk some Oakland softball for a few minutes. Coach, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Good to have you. We have some, I guess, even back to the high school days ties. Of course, I went to Oakland. That's when there were only two schools, and some of your closest friends were my mortal enemies in high school. I'm just kidding. I'm talking about Christy. But,
right.
It's been fun to kind of watch you work and, you know, go to Oakland Middle and then to Oakland High School and get back to your alma mater. That and there are plaques in the press box that you helped win as a team, and you know that's a pretty special place to be, especially when you've got that kind of background. So what's that like, being able to be at Oakland?
It is special to me, and you know, my two assistants also played at Oakland, so you know, we you know, you're always invested in any team that you coach, but you know, I feel like for us, we're a little bit more invested because we were former Lady Patriots and invested a lot of time, you know, since we were 17, you know, or 13 to 17, 18 years old. So, you know, it just means a little bit more knowing that, you know, you helped pave the way for this program and just watch it, how it's grown the last 30 years for me, or 30 plus years for me. So it is very special. And I remember even before I played at Oakland High School, coming to watch the girls basketball and even football and softball. So, I mean, it's pretty much all I've known all my life. So it's very special to me.
Yeah. The fact that you were kind of on the ground floor, and Oakland was on the ground floor of fast pitch softball. I remember when that change was happening, and it was like, you know, are we ever going to be able to catch up to the pitching? And now, you know, so much has changed since then, but Oakland was one of those first perennial powers in softball, and you were on those teams.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, Andrea Edwards came in. Yeah. I think they came in from Illinois, if I'm not mistaken, but yeah. You know, this was slow pitch country here, and you know, we loved our slow pitch, and you know, I got to high school and I really didn't like this. You know, it was a change that we had to get used to, and we embraced it, and you know, it was definitely something that we had to study and to understand how, you know, especially the hitting with, you know, with the pitching. So yeah, Andrea Edwards was definitely a huge part of getting Murfreesboro on track for that.
Yeah, and for those who have listened to the station, Andrea's father Rod is he helps us in football season here on the radio and has for many years. So a great athletic family, and yeah, that was a pretty special time to follow Oakland and to be able to see your name up there with your coaches as a head coach at Oakland. I know that's pretty special for you and really your assistants too.
It is. You know, I'm very loyal, and so are they, and it just makes coming to work fun. And you know, we just piggyback off of each other. And it just makes, you know, the job a little bit easier. And it is fun some to work with, you know, people that are just invested as you are. And talking about Rod, you know, he was the main reason that I started catching. I didn't start catching until I was a junior in high school. And he's the one that was like, hey, I think you need to try this out. And I was like, okay. So he's the main reason, you know, that I got to catching and got to love it like I do. And I appreciate him and everything he did. And you know, to invest in me and to see that, you know, I guess talent that he saw in me to say, hey, I think you would be good at this. So I owe a lot to Rod. I appreciate him for sure.
And you can thank him for knees right now, huh? I don't know.
Yes. No kidding. Cause I'm battling one right now that it's killing me. But yeah, we didn't have knee savers back then. You know, we just stuffed it out, you know?
Well, it's fun to reminisce, and I don't want to go too far down that road because we could spend the whole time talking about that. But was just talking with Chad Lehman in the hallway, and we were talking about scheduling, and that you're supposed to play them on Monday, but they've got boys upstate at home. Your boys are on the road, and so I mean, schedule changes for softball coaches. I don't know. That would drive me insane. I don't know that I could do that part of the job.
Yeah, you definitely have to be flexible and try to stay ahead of the game. We try to, look at but the weather can change from hour to hour, more or less than day to day or week to week. So we try to stay on that as much as possible, have a game plan A, B, and C. So Chad called me yesterday morning, and, I always try to be flexible too. So we wish them the best of luck and hope they win Monday night. But talking about just the history of Oakland softball, I just think the kids need to understand that it just didn't happen overnight. These young, especially the young kids that I have, we try to teach them, how far it's come and evolved over the years. And I think they need to understand that so they can appreciate what they have, because I had none of what we have now. We had none of that there. We barely had a fence,
Yeah. And how many rocks did you pick up over that time?
Oh, man, there's no telling buckets,
And the facilities that we have all around the county, but at Oakland, since we're talking with you. But, I mean, this county has really stepped up their game, and so has Oakland with facilities. And, you're not going to find better softball field around.
For sure. Yeah, we're definitely blessed, and our parents work hard to provide our kids with facilities that, not everybody around has. So we definitely, love our parents for putting in the time and money to make that happen for us.
Yeah. On that schedule thing, I guess you just tell people, you can talk to me sometime in late May.
Right. I do my best.
Oh, Charlotte P.
It is jam-packed.
Yeah. It is for sure. Charlotte P. with us this morning, talking Oakland softball. Last year, lots of success for your program in a district, and those are some things that obviously you're going to build on for this year with still a very young team, I think.
Yes, sir. We have 10 freshmen, we got 12 sophomores, 3 juniors, and 1 senior. So we're still very underclass heavy, and that's a place that we like to be too. We like to look for what we're going to have in the future, not just now, and so we feel like, what we have right now, that we're doing a lot of teaching, and we like to do that. We enjoy teaching and getting the kids ready, the kids ready that we have. And so we're going to miss Kylie Higgs out for this year, but we've got three kids that played a lot for us last year that are returning. Bella Kirby's out right now with a hamstring pull, so we're hoping to get her back in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But we definitely need her leadership.
Let's talk about the 2026 Lady Patriots, returning faces from last year. Do you have many? It doesn't. Maybe your junior senior class, maybe some sophomores too, because you were really young last year too.
We're all. I mean, we've got my senior Riley Zettelmoyer. She's been plagued with elbow and shoulder injuries since her freshman year. So, nobody's really seen her since her freshman year, and she's got a lot of talent, that she can bring and help us. We're looking at her at third right now, and she's just trying to work her way back in with her arm. But she's been around for all 4 years, so she kind of knows our standard and our expectations. So she does a good job of leading the younger kids and getting them to understand, it's more than just right now. We're looking at the big picture. And so my returners, Bella Kirby behind the plate, and Cole Campbell in right field, and Addison P. She was our first baseman last year. And then Hallie Areola, she got some time last year as well. So those are the main ones that got experience, from last year, and that will help us this year. And then we still have some kids that are going to come in and that were on the team last year but didn't see a lot of varsity minutes that we feel like is going to help us, that we're going to lean on.
Charlotte, yeah. Pitching, I mean, that's really where softball begins, right, in terms of you need someone who can get it across the plate.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we stress that, you know, it starts in the circle, and we put a lot on our pitcher's shoulders, and we feel like they've stepped up to the challenge. And of course, you know, I got the best around with, you know, Valena Lyons, and she gets everything that she can out of them. We've got a freshman pitcher, Amari Moore, that's come in and really done a good job. And then Jade Revoir, she's a sophomore, and man, Jade has grown leaps and bounds, and we're excited to see what she's going to do for us. Already both of them, we're tag teaming. We're doing it as a staff. And then we also have, Izzy Smith. She's going to come in and help us pitch some too. So all three of them are working hard and just understanding that, you know, it's more than just getting up there and throwing. It's got to be, you know, we're very strategic in what we do. And, you know, it's not your job to strike out every batter. And so we don't want to put that pressure on our pitchers. We just want, you know, them to throw strikes, mix speeds, and hit your spots, you know. So, we're getting there. And like I said, you know, Valena does a good job with them. And we're right now, they're doing exactly what we need them to do. So they're putting us in good positions to win ball games.
I think a lot of people think it's got to be strikeout, but, you know, an infield ground ball, you know, is not a bad thing.
100%, 100%. And then, hey, you know, we get excited about a strikeout now. Don't get sure. it wrong, but that's not, you know, that's too much to bear, especially for young pitchers with, you know, that are freshmen and sophomore that don't have much time in a circle. And, you know, high school game is so much faster and, you know, stronger than what they're used to. And, you know, most of them play, you know, with good travel ball organizations, but it's still, they're used to playing within their age group. And I mean, they're playing against 17, 18 year olds now that are seasoned and understand, you know, the game. And so that's what we're competing with too right now.
Charlotte, the district year after year after year has been pretty brutal. What are you expecting to see from the district once we get around to that sometime in late March, early April?
Oh yeah, it's going to be more of the same. You know, we're all for, you know, battling, and every night you got to come to play. You know, you can't make errors in the field, and you got to put up runs, and you just got to be smart on the bases. I mean, you got to put a whole game together to get a win in this district. So we don't look for anything different than in the past.
And you play in the Commando tournament, which is what, in a couple of weeks, and then spring break, you're going to head to Alabama to play at the Bob Jones tournament.
Yes. We go to Commando next weekend, and then we go to Bob Jones, the back end of spring break. I'm looking forward to going. I've never been there. I've never taken a team there to play. So we've got the teams that are in the tournament, and there's some great competition, and that's what we look forward to, is, you know, playing good competition and, you know, getting our young ones ready for postseason. That's what our goal is.
Yeah. The season happens so quick. I mean, you're talking about 2 months and then you're in postseason. So, I mean, you blink and it's already done.
Right. And that's what we stress to our kids. You know, you got to prepare in the off season. It's long. You know, sometimes it's mentally challenging as well. You want to, you know, they don't understand it's a process, and they have to train longer than they play. And so, and, you know, we're playing a game of failure, you know, and that sometimes, you know, you get especially a smart team. I mean, our team has a 3.7 GPA, you know, average, and, you know, we've got a bunch of smart kids, and sometimes they think it has to be perfect, and our game is not perfect. You know, it's about timely hits and, you know, making routine plays and being smart on the bases again. You know, we stress that. So we just have to, you know, be sharp, you know, a third of the time at the plate. That's what we try to stress to them. So, because if, you know, if you get too deep in it and too mental, you know, then your next at bat's not going to be good either. So we just try to stress, you know, one pitch, one inning at a time.
Well, I always encourage folks, if, you know, as a fan, if you're an Oakland fan, you want to keep up with Oakland softball, go out and see as many games as you can. But you need to follow a source of information for game changes and time changes and all that kind of thing. And on X, you've got a handle of SB_OHS Pats. And that's, I guess, maybe the best place to keep up with any changes, huh?
Yes. And I try my best to update as soon as, like you said, you know, weather is our enemy at this time of the year. So I do my best to update as soon as I can. And also we have a Facebook page that I try to put the same information on. So sometimes people call the schools, but I mean, I try to let the front office know too, but the quickest way is definitely look on X.
Well, Charlotte, as always, we appreciate you spending some time. I know you had all kinds of things happening, and just to carve out a few minutes to talk about your team and your girls, I appreciate it. And we always look forward to coming out to Nelson Smotherman Field and seeing the Lady Patriots hopefully here real soon.
Yes, thank you, Brian. I appreciate you, what you do for our athletes and our county. You know, softball doesn't get a whole lot of recognition, but we certainly appreciate what you do for our athletes because, you know, they deserve it. You know, they work hard. So thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right. Appreciate it. Charlotte right, P. joining us. Yes, the head coach of the Oakland girls softball team joining us on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner.